So there was a lot of noise happening on social media, so we wanted to find out what that was all about. So joining us this morning, Terence Naidoo, the founder of Envision It Prize. Good morning, Terence.
Good morning. How are
Durban
you?
boy, hey?
Yeah,
Can we
Durban
call you
boy.
Terry?
Yes,
How about
Kerry.
T? All right, so a quick backstory, 20 seconds. Who was Terence Naidoo before Envision It Capital?
Okay, human being, firstly,
Sure.
right? Born in Durban, so Durban boy. Grew up in Umhlanga in Chatsworth. Went to an all-Indian apartheid school, all-Indian teachers. Probably one of the brats in the class, stealing the teacher's car keys and going for joyrides.
The rubbish.
I was that guy, yeah.
Really?
I was a
Was there
brat.
still caning back in your day?
Yeah.
Did you get.
Oh, I got a few.
And it didn't change, eh?
It didn't change,
Just
except.
add a cream soda when you get older.
And if my parents found out, I got a few more when I got home.
Oh,
So, yeah, that was the era I grew up in. So.
But also, you remained cool at school. You know, sometimes you actually don't care about the caning or at home, but you're just this cool Terrence. Like, everyone knows Terrence, right?
Yeah, I think I was. Fairly cool. Not the
Yeah.
coolest guy, but somewhere around there.
Well, where is the coolest guy now? Where is he? Do you know?
I have no clue.
That makes you the de facto coolest guy.
Exactly.
So when did you go from stealing cars to financing them?
It was borrowing.
Okay.
Back then we called it a borrow, not a steal. We're an investment banking business that, and we're the first independent and empowered securities lending service provider in the country. And you know, we've done some private equity work. We've set up an online escrow product to help grow the economy and get people to do more business with each other without, you know, fearing the trust element. So we take away the trust element. That's what we do. We create trust between transacting parties. And we're a socially responsible business. We've set up a bursary foundation. We sponsor 27 kids to go to university, and we've got 10 graduates that that have gone through the program.
Wow.
Yeah, very proud of that. Really, really proud
Congratulations.
of that.
So, all right, tell us, what is this Envision It Prize?
So the Envision It Prize is basically, you know, we come from an investment banking background, and we figured, how can we use the terms leverage and gearing that we have in investment banking to maximize our returns and profits in a socially responsible manner? So we thought, hey, Envision It Prize, let's award a prize to someone that solves a challenge that South Africa faces, while solving that challenge, you empowering the youth to do it, and you're making innovation sexy again. And with innovation comes entrepreneurship and job creation. So you tick multiple boxes with one input, pretty much. That's
Huh.
what it is.
Okay, so then.
So you reward the person who comes up with the solution.
Yeah.
But surely the person who comes up with the solution is going to make cash hand over fist anyway.
Well, it's you're trying to they the youth, right? And you're trying to get the youth to solve challenges that we have.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, they may not have the ability to market their product, develop their product, become
Oh, I
entrepreneurs
see.
and that type of
Okay.
stuff. So,
So
you
you
know,
facilitate that.
we're trying to facilitate it pretty much.
Oh.
And the prize this year is R1 million
Yeah.
Worth of prizes. So the first prize is R500,000, 10% in cash, and the balance in bursaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second prize is 300,000, 10% in cash, balance in bursaries, and third prize 200,000.
So we can do a shout out there to all grade nines and tens in public school. If you have a solution to water harvesting, and obviously try to use recycled materials, we don't want to use more materials
Yeah.
that'll create more waste while we're trying to recycle water, then you can get yourself, you can win the
Yeah.
R1 million, or if the 500,000
Yeah,
rand
it's your
at
share for a
10%.
million,
Yeah.
and you go on to www.eprize.africa.
That's simple enough.
All the details are there. So it's eprize, eprize dot Africa, and all the details are there. Anyone can enter. The first cutoff, we have it in three phases. First cutoff is first week of December.
Okay.
So that's where you submit your proposal.
Okay.
It's a written submission. We've got 18 judges from around the country, academics from various universities, Department of Water and Sanitation, RANWater, and a few others that are going to be evaluating the submissions.
Sounds like a really, really lekker initiative. How can other people get involved apart from obviously other corporates setting up their own Envision It prizes?
Well, we've got the setup already. So, you know, come on board, and you know, we've got a whole list of prizes that we can put onto the website. We can say it's sponsored by an individual, a corporate, a municipality or government, even.
Sure.
Anyone can sponsor a prize. right? Yeah. You just got to make it mouth-watering and tempting enough for someone to actually care about entering the prize.
Sure, like Alan Hirsch could be listening now and say, okay, one of my prizes will be I'll kit out your whole kitchen.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Terrence?
Yeah.
You're a very cool guy, and this initiative is very, very amazing. Did I say very, very amazing?
You did say very, very amazing.
Yeah. Coming from you, I take that as a really good compliment.
Our respect.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about this.
Appreciate it.
And good luck.
And thanks for the time and for allowing me to do this. Appreciate it, guys.